People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
What's up, y'all? I'm Lacey Mosley, and welcome to Earwolf Presents. Each week, you'll get a special episode from Earwolf Universe, a podcast, or even something completely original and brand new, honey. This week, Earwolf Presents is showcasing my show, Scam Goddess. Each week, we catch y'all up on the latest scams, break down historic hoodwinks with some of your favorite comedians, and keep y'all up to date on the latest cons. We don't want you to get scammed. Today, you'll hear one of my favorite episodes on Scam Goddess, all about the biggest scammer in the Baldwin family, Hilaria. That's, if you don't know, Hilaria Baldwin, real name Hillary Lynn Hayward Thomas, pretended to be Spanish all the while being born from Boston, Massachusetts. We had three times the fun with three amazing guests, Siobhan Thompson from Rick and Morty, honey, Oscar Montoya from Meet the Hearts, and Ira Madison III from literally everything. We went through all the receipts and we do our best Hilaria Spanglish accents. Mira, get into it. Now, if you want more Scam Goddess, follow, like, and subscribe everywhere you get your podcasts. Also, if you have a good scam or want to snitch on your friends and family, email us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Like I always say, make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Follow me at Lacey Mosley or at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I Diva Lacey on all platforms, or follow the show at Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms if you want to see photos and pictures from the episodes. Enjoy the show and remember, stay scheming. Olé! Scam!
What is popping, congregation? We're back with another installment of Scam Goddess. What if I do this every time? I get on y'all nerves, huh? I know. Guys, I am three times as excited as I normally am, right? So you're going to get to say that three times this episode. So, you know, if you mess up the first time, cool. The second time, all right. The third time, Joe Jackson, I'm getting the belt, okay? So you better get it right. Yell it at your radio. I will hear it. I will know. Guys, welcome to Scam Goddess. I should say that, right? My name is Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and this is another episode of the show. If you're new to the show, this is a show that talks about robberies, cons, frauds, and our favorite criminals with my favorite comedians. So let's get to it. My first guest. Guys, I'm so excited. Yes. He is on Crooked Media's pop culture podcast, Keep It. You've heard of it. Don't act like you haven't. Extremely talented writer with more credits than Tyler Perry has bad wigs. And he is currently writing a movie for Jennifer Hudson. Come on now, King. And if you watched the last season of You, honey, he in there. I just have to say it all the time because it's just the cutest cameo I've ever seen. Guys, I have Ira Madison III. Come on. Hi.
Hi.
How are
you? Hi, Diva.
It's good to see you.
I'm good. It's good to be back on this podcast.
We love a return guest.
Weren't we talking about sultans and shit before?
Joe. Yeah. He had, like, was in Dubai and he, like, was real. Like, he had a good Instagram. That was a good moment. That was a great moment for us. We also talked about Viola Davis, and, you know, I just want you to know, Viola. That was all Ira. I love you, Queen.
Oh, I was doing my, I've been standing here with you, Troy. Or was I doing, or was I doing the How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes. Oh. My client.
My client.
Yes. Wait, so Ira, you've already been on the show. I could ask you what your relationship with scams is, but I actually do already have like a scammy question that I just, Ira, please
go
tell
ahead.
Me. So Ira scammed for the election, honey. He scammed for the 2020 election. I just want you, can you please tell the listeners what happened on Twitter?
Girl, not this. Well, you know, before the election, I was bored and,
you were bored?
I guess, you know, I put, you know, just not a lot going on in the news, you know, I voted early. What was there to do?
Right.
And I decided to like pull a Jabuki, you know? And so I pretended to be Amy Coney Barrett. And then was tweeting, like making like homophobic jokes, tweeting at Gwen Stefani, like, let me officiate your wedding, girl. And then tweeted at Chris Pratt, see you at church this weekend.
Stop. And
then I was suspended for like half a day, but I came back.
You didn't learn your lesson.
Chris Pratt followed.
I love that.
Still have not confirmed whether or not he thought I was Amy or whether he thought it was funny.
That's important, because if he followed Amy, then girl.
I know. Or maybe he was following me because he wanted to keep an eye out.
Ooh.
The church might disappear me. But the week later, then before the election, I was Beto O'Rourke and made him say that he would drop his nudes if Texas went blue.
Tell you, Ira, when I saw that tweet, because Ira was verified on Twitter, and when I saw that tweet, I was like, Beto! And then you were in the comments responding to people. And I saw one comment that you put. Somebody was like, are you really going to do this? Or, did they ask about your dick or something? And you were like, es muy grande.
Oh, no. I responded, es grande.
Because y'all know Beto loves to sprinkle his Spanish in, which we're going to get to the sprinkling of the Spanish in this episode, because if you don't know.
Don't we love white people who sprinkle in a little Espanol?
I love it just for seasoning. A little tajin, yeah. Okay. And so Ira is fully introduced. We're going to get on to it. Guys, what did I say? This is the second time we're doing this. I am so excited for our guest. This guy is a hilarious comedian. I've known him for so many years. I adore him. He is an Afro-Latino king. He has so many podcasts. He could become your thoughts, Spanish Aquí Presents, Inside the Disney Vault, podcast that killed the video star, and you can hear even more of his illustrious, lovely, velveted voice on the animated series Bless the Hearts on Fox. Guys, we have Oscar Montoya.
Yes, put sabor into it.
Yes.
Azúcar.
por qué llora? You know how this episode's going.
But she knows. But see, Lacey knows. She's from Texas, right? So
yes.
You were raised on Selena, okay?
Yes, Selena. Silodinos. Mira, you know, okay? Don't get me out here como la flor.
Yeah,
I will
come
on the floor all over this hoe. Oscar, how you doing? Have you had any scammy things happen to you recently?
Not recently. I gave up my scammy ways. I used to be a scam artiste when I was a young child. Because when I was a kid, I was very small. I was like the smallest kid in my elementary school. And I realized the easiest way to survive was to partner up with the biggest, baddest bully in school.
Freak the Mighty.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And then what I started doing was... I started, you know, straight up godfathering the shit out of that elementary school. So I said to the kids, I was like, if you don't want to get beat up by Christian Solis, shout out to Christian Solis, wherever he is.
A king.
You got to give me your coloring books. And it got to a point where they would give me their coloring. I remember I had Steven Silva gave me his Bugs Bunny Elmer Fudd coloring book. And I was like, I'm going to rip up the coloring book just to show my power. And that's exactly what I did. And I told Christian to beat him up anyway.
What?
And I was living my, I was living my Dragon Queen fantasy. And after that, I realized, you know, maybe I should stop because the power was getting to my head.
You were getting drunk with it. You was getting a little
I was turning
tipsy.
Dark-sided.
Yeah.
A whole gangster.
You come to me.
Gangster.
A little Colombian gangster. Yeah, I know. It was bad.
You come
bad,
to me this day on my daughter's recess. It was doing a lot. To avoid being bullied, and then you immediately
Power corrupts. The moral of the story is that power corrupts.
Don't we know it? All right. And we're introducing, this is the third time, Joe Jackson, guys. If you don't get it this time, I'm hopping through the radio like the ring, like Ringisha. That's what I call her. Ring. I don't know her name. Did they ever say the girl name in the ring?
Samara.
Well, Aniqua. Y'all know who I'm talking about. All right. Guys, calling all Szechuan sauce fanboys. I've got the hilarious queen who writes for Rick and Morty. You've seen her on Air, Adam Ruins Everything, Broad City, and so much more. She's from across the pond. For all my UK fans who are tired of me dragging y'all, here's your revenge. Guys, we have Siobhan Thompson.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Soy Siobhan.
I love the accent on top of
Thank you.
Spanish.
I was trying to make it as English person who has taken one Spanish class as I could possibly do.
I adore it. So have you ever been scammed? Or you have any relationship with scams?
Been scammed? I don't know, like light shit. I feel like I waited tables in New York for a long time, which is a very scammy job.
So you know robbery, yeah.
Yeah. No, you like straight up rob people when you're a waiter in New York. I feel like that's like you have to lie on your resume to get one of those jobs.
Absolutely.
Because they need to see that you can lie to their faces and smile.
I think that's really what it is, because I noticed when I was telling the truth, I remember I went to bartending school because I knew I was going to be an actress. So I was like, let me go to bartending school instead of going to Cancun with my friends. So I went and took my little bartending school class over spring break. Ira, why are you looking at me like that?
No, listen, I was a bartender in New York years ago, and I definitely overcharged people for drinks and, and kept the extra money. So yeah. I was fully scamming and thieving. Thieving while bartending at the Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Oh my God.
Yo, I fucked up though. In New York, Siobhan, I had an opportunity to do what Ira did, and I didn't do it. I was working in the Hamptons, and our main manager, so a lot of the servers like sold cocaine. I can't tell y'all where I work. So it would be like, people would be like, oh, you got your Branzino, then do you want some cocaine on the side? I didn't sell coke. I ain't moved no weight. But I knew it was happening. So our manager was like a big cocaine, and he would just disappear all the time. So I had learned manager's codes. So then I would have to cash people out and clock them out and do all their tickets and all their, you know, do the register. And I didn't realize the whole time I could have been making tickets out the cash and taking the money. And I was like, damn. And they told me when I got in trouble for it, they were like, we don't know that they were like Australian. I'm giving them too much away. They didn't know. They were like, we don't know, Lacey. You could have been stealing this whole time. You could have been turning things to cash and then taking the money out of the register. And I was like, I could have. Damn.
They were feeding you ideas. They were like, do it.
That is the rule, though. The rule in those places is you can steal from the house, you can't steal from your colleagues. And that's the only stealing rule.
Code among thieves.
If you steal tips, like, that's not okay.
But fucked up. That's
if you're stealing
up.
From no the drawer, no like, good. Who cares? It's like, most people who own restaurants in New York aren't doing it to make money. They're doing it so they can bring their friends there and be like, I own a restaurant. It's not for money. It's for clout. So
the extra money, definitely, it went into the tip jar. So I was enriching my crew.
Oh, so you were Robin Hood.
I was enriching my crew. I did have to quit after a while because I can't really count.
That is an important part of the job.
So when you overcharge them and then you try to be like, oh, it's this much. They're like, what?
Every time you came to Ira, you got a different price. It's like, but the same
carry the
beer.
Two.
I gave you a $50 bill. You gave me back $17. I got a beer. Oh, gosh. Well, let's get into our first segment here. It's called What's Hot in Fraud. So this is where we'll either warn you about a scam that's hot on the streets, or we'll get one of your listener letters and, you know, see what kind of mess you got going on. Lately, it's been listener letters. Guys, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamgotispod@gmail.com. Just make sure the bag is retired. We're not trying to fuck the scam up for you and yours. Anybody throw a name out for me for this person. Doesn't matter gender. It's a construct. Anybody got a name? Nobody got a name? Everybody's thinking so hard.
Christine.
What, Christine? Okay, Christine. I like that. Christine sounds like she do her taxes. Okay. So Christine says, hi, Lacey. I know you don't read the intros, but I love you so much. Okay, yeah. Thank you, girl. Okay. Oh, well, you got to it quick. I usually don't read that because I feel weird, like, gassing myself. I'm like, Lacey, you are so beautiful and smart and talented. Like, it's weird. So, okay. It says, anyways, this is a scam my friend told me about when he worked at Hobby Lobby. He said...
Canceled.
Excuse me?
Bad company. You should steal. You should steal from Hobby Lobby. I support that.
Yeah, you've done nothing wrong there.
They won't let the girls get abortions, right? Ain't that they think?
Yeah.
They
suck.
They say you can have any hobby you want, but not abortions.
To be fair, I think if your hobby is abortion, that's maybe taking it too far.
If your hobby can be anything.
It's not a hobby anymore. It's a passion project.
That is a passion.
If your hobby is abortion. If your hobby is abortion, you don't need to work at Hobby Lobby. You have money.
True. They're not cheap, as people would like to think. Okay, so basically, this older woman would create literally tons of fake identities, wigs, outfits, and all, and write false checks and steal thousands of dollars of furniture almost twice a month. This worked because every time she disguised herself to write a check, and all you have to do is show ID. They haven't caught her yet, apparently, and she's still doing it. But isn't that crazy? Is this the only source of income? Because damn, that bitch had a lot of time for that. Okay.
They sell furniture at Hobby Lobby?
That was my first question.
Yeah.
They got chair. I thought they had like maybe a wicker chair, but they got, what is she moving out of there?
If you're buying the chair, then what's the hobby? Are you supposed to build the chair?
Isn't sitting.
It's what you knit in. No, you can make the chair cute. You could bedazzle libs.
Who wants to sit on? Who wants to sit on a bedazzled chair?
You don't want a rhinestone chair.
That shit is pumped.
That could be kinky. Okay, Christian Grey. Okay, imagine you showed up to a man's house. He had a rhinestone chair. He started whipping it. I don't know. That sounds sexy to me.
I am trying to look at the Hobby Lobby website and see where the furniture is.
Because what are they selling?
I know.
I didn't know they sold furniture.
I guess there's home decor.
She okay, said they got candles furniture.
And freight. They can. Oh, they do have furniture. Okay, they have like velvet storage benches, cabinets, side tables, ottomans, side like pet beds,
ottomans.
This is. This is not furniture you need to be stealing. Come on.
I do feel like if you're like in a small town and Hobby Lobby is just like one of the three big box stores that you have, I guess that makes sense.
Because maybe Hobby Lobby is your IKEA.
Right. Yeah. Like there's nothing else around but the biggest Hobby Lobby in the world. It's so huge. It's an unbelievably like, oh, this only happens in America.
Right,
like,
and that makes sense.
An entire city block that's just one store.
Because in a small
town.
I don't know.
It happens sometimes. Like, you go out into the countryside and you're just driving around. There's nothing for miles. And then there's one weird strip mall that has, like, a CVS and a Hobby Lobby and a Best Buy.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I don't understand how they get out there.
But also, if it's a small town, this woman puts on, like, real, I mean, she goes through transformations. I'm talking
that's
about
true,
like Tyra Banks level transformations. Yes. You know, what I mean?
Jennifer Garner, Alias.
Hey, yes. Some peppermint realness right there. You know, shout out to that movie. No one watched Peppermint.
Not Peppermint.
But it's like, how good was this like transformation though? These wigs and like, I'm just picturing putting on that like. Glasses with the nose and the mustache on. You know what I mean? Some like real.
And twice a month. Who is not catching this? Lot. Who is that? Like this Hobby Lobby must have like six employees.
True. Right. But also like, fuck that bitch. I mean, and by that bitch, I mean Hobby Lobby. Like, if I work at Hobby Lobby, I don't give a fuck about the hobbies or the lobbies. If you come in, you can steal every day. You could throw the scarf around your neck and come back in and steal again. I don't care. I'd be like, all right, take your wicker basket and your auto man. I mean, as far as scams go, I appreciate this. I don't know who can write. Can you write checks in stores still?
I assume that's a very small town thing to do still. Like they'll accept checks.
Okay, because
you ain't been behind. You ain't been behind some bitch writing a check at Gelson's because they still do it.
Oh boy, the Gelson's crowd.
I'm like next. Register.
The Gelson's crowd is, you just don't ever know who you're going to see in there. It could be Jennifer Aniston. It could be a lady with seven cats and she brought them with her. And like, that's Gelson's. You know?
It's a vibe. It's a whole vibe at Gelson's.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for Historic Oodwinks. Is that? I sound like Count Chocula.
You can see you straight up did.
Scams! And we are back, guys. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Yeah, okay, we're here. And this is Historic Hoodwinks. This is where we will regale our guests with a historic hoodwink, crime, caper, or maybe just a charlatan that we adore. And today we're talking about a charlatan.
Charlatina.
Charlatina.
But she ain't Latina, okay?
She's not Latina, but she's a charlatina, okay? Mm-hmm. Mira, escúchame. we're talking about Hilaria Baldwin. Hilaria Baldwin is an American podcaster, author, and yoga instructor. She married Alec Baldwin in 2012. She is a mom, podcaster, the co-owner of a chain yoga studio in New York, and has released an exercise DVD and wellness-focused libro. That's book for you guys. Oh, you speak Spanish. Wow.
Thank you.
Better than Duolingo.
I'm like, okay, everybody got a book. I'm going to have a book in a minute. I hope y'all going to read my book. I ain't going to write
it.
I'm
going to
write
a book.
I'm going to write a fucking book. God, it's so hard to write a book.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
What?
I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal it.
Yes.
I want that for you. I want you to steal my book.
Lazy Mosley, please steal this book.
Siobhan, that's what I want. I want to lay on a chaise lounge with just like a brandy snifter. And then there's just like a little writer in the corner typing my book. And I'm just saying things and he's just writing them down. I'm like, make it make sense. And that'll be my book. we'll see how it goes, guys.
I do love a celebrity memoir. I especially love the chapter where they complain about writing. And then the chapter like six chapters later where they're like, I couldn't do it without my nanny. I just couldn't do it without her. Like every single one of these celebrity lady memoirs is like, you know, if I didn't have her, I don't know how I would be a parent. Like, okay. So you don't have to say it out loud though.
I don't know how you normie moms do it. You desky 9-to-5-y moms. I read Diane Keaton's memoir and I really like that one.
Oh, okay.
I recommend Fran Drescher's memoir. That's my favorite.
We all recommend a memoir right now. Quick, Sharon.
Sally Fields.
Oh, Sally Fields.
Okay. Oh, I loved the Year of Yes, the Shonda Rhimes one.
Yes.
Ooh, I love that she branded her so it wasn't even like, it could be a novel or it could be self-help or it could be her memoir.
Yeah, that coffee table book.
Shame.
That's home.
Listen, that's what I'm gonna do. I need to come up with a phrase for mine, like scam to your dreams.
Like didn't Shonda scam that book into a Peloton thing too?
No,
like I think this Year of Yes on Peloton.
Who's trying to hear somebody read to them while they working out? I don't want to be sweating. Somebody's like chapter four. Like, I can't breathe.
Just
what
listening to a commencement speech as you're running.
That looks like sociopathic
that book
behavior.
Is just like commencement speech that she had already written. Which
right.
I respect it. I don't want to write either.
Now I just imagine every guy on LLC Twitter, like all the guys who say mindset all the time, like running while listening to 48 Laws of Power, and it terrifies me.
Yes.
So, over the last...
It is roundtable discussions between Shonda and instructors for an 8-week journey.
You're kidding.
No.
And you work out.
No.
No, Shonda.
And there's tons of people doing that at this moment.
I hope not.
Yes.
That's so funny also that it's Peloton because in the book, she's also like... I hate exercise. I found exercise that I like. It's Pilates. I don't like any other kind of exercise.
Pilates
fuck
is
any
hard
other kind
as
of
fuck.
Exercise. It doesn't work for
is
me.
Is she doing Pilates where she's just stretching on the ground or is she on one of the machines? Because
yeah.
that apparatus is a
bitch. Oh, I think she's on one
bitch.
Of the full machine. I think that she's on the full, like, it's pushing and pulling you.
I saw that on Real Housewives and I said, let me give it a try. And I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's tough. They started stretching me out. I was like, are you about to quarter a bitch? What's happening? Like, put your leg in here, put your arm in here. I'm like, oh my God. So even got started. So over the last couple of weeks, millions of people have been surprised to learn that Hilaria Baldwin, 36, and mother of 5 children, Cinco.
She's 36 years old?
Yes. She's 20-something years younger than Alec Baldwin.
No.
It's a nasty
and she was married before, too, right?
I don't know that. We can Google that. Can someone Google Marina? Can we somebody or call on Google if she was married before? I don't know if she was married before. But we'll figure it out. So she has 5 children with her husband, actor Alec Baldwin. She is not Spaniard, but an American who was born and raised in Boston. Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, that exotic place. Yes. Off New England, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Nueva England.
Yes. Nueva Inglaterra.
So fancy. And so at least until 2009, she was known as Hillary Lynn Hayward Thomas.
Hillary Lynn.
Hillary Lynn. Anybody who has a Hillary Lynn. So here's the video of her telling people how to pronounce Hillary for you guys.
Hilaria Baldwin.
One more time for the girls.
Hilaria Baldwin.
All right, great. Did we hear that?
Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Hilaria. Hilaria
Baldwin.
Hilaria.
This feels like an episode of The Electric Company. Hila.
So that's how she pronounces Hillary. I didn't know that Hillary was Hilaria. But all you Hillaries out there, you guys, y'all got some seasoning now, okay? Hilaria well, Duff.
It's so weird because it's like there's no Spanish word for Hillary. Like, I don't know what she just invented.
She
copyrighted that name.
Yeah. What we got? Who else we got? Hilaria Simpson. Who are the other Hilarias out there? I said Hilaria Duff.
Hilaria Clinton.
Hilaria Clinton.
Hilaria Banks.
Yes. Hilaria Banks.
Yes.
That's my favorite Hilaria right there. This is how it started. Empiezo. Okay. One day, Hilaria was speaking in Spanish to an Argentinian man and his girlfriend who were seated at a table next to the one where Mr. Baldwin was seated. So basically, they had a restaurant. She's talking to her homeboys at the table that's next to the table where Alec is. But
this
like,
feels like a setup.
An
this
earshot.
Feels like a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
So then she walked by him and he called out to her.
Bold.
Who are you? I must know you. I must know you. She recalled. Alec Baldwin.
That sounds like Alec Baldwin doing an impression of Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't know how to do Alec Baldwin. I don't know how to do Alec Baldwin. All right, you look like you might know.
Who are you?
That was better. That's way better. That gives me 30 Rock. Okay, yeah. That's good. Wait.
Listen, Oscar is right. Why does this sound like some Days of Our Lives set up? She talked to her homegirl who knew Alec Baldwin comes to this restaurant every other day. She was like, we coming through. I'm bagging up.
She researched it. She said it. Right. I mean, she planted ideas into Alex's
head. To make
head.
Sure that she would be sitting right next to him.
And you guys are creeping up on my theory, which is that she became a Spaniard so that she could trap Alex. Because just a basic girl from Boston.
This is what's so fun about this scam is that really the only person that got scammed was Alec Baldwin. Who
he's
is
still
very funny to scam. Mm-hmm. He's fully in.
What can he do?
That video of him. I hope we have the video of him.
We do.
Yeah.
Great.
I would also buy, and maybe this is like too rom-com setup, but and maybe it's giving her too much credit, but I would also buy that she was just with some Argentinian friends, just talking in Spanish with them, right? Imagine. Mm-hmm. And then she walks by, Alec Baldwin's like, I must know you, Latina woman. And she's like, well, damn, I want to fuck Alec Baldwin. And she's like, buenos dias. And then she got to keep it going.
Yeah, it's a bit. It's a bit that went out of control.
Okay.
This is very much a premise
a good
of
time
a sitcom.
To tell
that,
everybody that I am actually from Wisconsin.
I just say this because living in LA, I've definitely lied to some people at a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's someone out in New York who definitely thinks that I was a producer on True Blood for 4 seasons.
Listen, there's someone at Avis Rent-A-Car right now in Texas who thinks that I'm British. Because I wanted to upgrade. And when you're black and British, people are like, oh, she's not like the regular blacks. She's a fancy black. Like, they think you're closer to the monarchies. I'm like, no, I just really need like a Jeep or something like that. But I really don't want to pay like more than like, what's American dollars called again? Como se dice American dollars?
American dollars!
Do you
not American pounds or American euros, American dollars.
What do you call your quid? What do you call your quid out here? What's some pins? How many pins for the car?
You don't want to drive a Toyota.
Also, I want to be successful enough that I can just have someone walk past me and be like, who are you? I need to know you. And then them come.
Yeah, girl, people do that to you. You know people do that to you.
No, they don't. I've been in my house for a year.
I'm talking about before this.
Okay, yeah, they was doing it a little bit. But I will say, I've been single for so long that last night my mama sent me a text that said, oh, and by the way, throw all your drawers away and buy some new ones because that brings good juju. She told me to throw all my panties away for no reason. No reason at all.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe I could do this when we're out. So let's get to it. So he says, so she said that was the first thing that she had ever heard from him, and that she told Alec Baldwin, Aladia, she said that she told Alec Baldwin after he said his, who are you? I need to know you. She says immediately, apparently, I'm from Boston. That's the first thing I said, and that's always been my narrative.
You can't, if someone asks you, who are you? The response is not, I am from Boston.
Yes, it is.
If you're from Boston, it is.
Y'all ain't have
that. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Boston is a personality. Yeah. So she maintains in New York Times that she's from Boston, right? Can we play a clip, Marina? There's lots of receipts in this episode. Uh-oh. So this is Alec Baldwin on Howard Stern.
My wife's on the phone with her hairdresser or a friend. She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock? My wife is from Spain. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh! Blah, 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 blah. And blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to be racist when I put that accent on there, by the way.
Stop this. Oh, really? Stop this, please.
Really? What?
So she said, I'm from Boston was the first thing she told Alec Baldwin. He's on late night shows doing a Spanish accent. Said
what
she was
going
from Spain.
On? Does she do that at home?
She has she to keep might. It up. I think Ira's the theory Ira has is right, that she did it once and then she had to keep it up.
Yeah.
She was trapped.
I buy her as a scammer who got in over her head. I just buy it. And yeah. I buy that he was like really excited by it. Cause like Alec Baldwin was too excited to be doing a fucking Spanish accent on TV
right.
and in these podcasts, but then able to be like, oh, I'm impersonating my wife who is from Spain. So she's white. It's not racist.
It's not racist.
And he, yeah, you're right. And he said it immediately after, which means that he was cognizant of the choice being kind of racist, but he was also like, but I really need to do it. He was like, I'll just not apologize afterwards.
Family
mask
said
off.
Anything?
Yeah.
Like and, if I came to my family and said, you're meeting my boyfriend, I've been lying this whole time and been doing like a French accent because he thinks that I'm French. First of all, I would never live it down. Like every time anybody in my family saw me, they would just absolutely rip the shit out of me. Hmm. But then they would not. Why would anybody go along with a lie? She got married to him and nobody was like, shh, we're not Spanish.
Your family like, wouldn't hold you down wedding, through that lie?
No.
If they I went
would,
home?
No, they would. No, my family would sell me out immediately if I was doing that kind of scam. Absolutely not.
Siobhan, that's so upsetting because as the resident white woman here, I really thought that your family would hold it down and you would come home and they'd be like, we've got Spanish rice and we've got...
Oh my God.
But... I think if they were to do it, that's how they would do it in a way
we
that's
have Spanish
like,
rice and Puss in Boots playing in
but
the background.
So obviously fake and laughing the whole time that it was obvious that they were doing
okay.
it.
Okay. See,
and
I
then
don't
it would
know.
Break within like 3 minutes.
He's also the main breadwinner, ain't he, in the Baldwin clan?
Yes, he is. They're all on the teat. That's why Haley Bieber? Yeah, she went and got her Biba because she was not, that ain't her daddy. She didn't get the rich daddy. So she was like, let me go ahead and give me a Biba.
But she got the better daddy.
Did she though?
Wait, does she? Isn't her dad Billy?
I thought her dad was Seth or whatever that one with the S start with.
Oh, Sean? Is it Steven?
How many Baldwins are there?
It's Steven.
If it's Steven, the racist one,
it's
then
Steven.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Billy, Steven. Billy's the one who was on Gossip Girl. We stan him.
Oh, Billy Baldwin. And also, he got the best. Yeah. I like that. Billy Baldwin. Sounds sexy. But while we're here, a quick pullover. Just to say, just so you guys know out there, there's a difference between race and nationality. So you can be Latino, and Oscar, you can obviously speak to this more than I can, but you can be Latino and you can be white. You can be indigenous, you can 100%. Be black, and people don't know that. So there was a lot of girls on Twitter who were like, you're appropriating the Gina Rodriguez's, and it was like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like,
what I will say is that a Spanish person from Spain is not Latinx. They are Hispanic because they speak Spanish. That's a prominent language, but they are not from Latin American countries. As a matter of fact, Spaniards are white people, and I will come correct, colonizers. So they are still white. So, you know, she's co-opting another version of white culture, you know, albeit with a little more sazon, but still white.
Yes, right. It's spicy white. Like, if you're a WASP from Boston, which is the most, like, vanilla of white that you can be, even as a British person, I'm like, wow, those people from Massachusetts are really white. Like,
damn, burn.
They're woof. You go to Spain on vacation and they're like, oh, they're nice to each other, and they like hug each other and dance. That seems like nice and exciting.
My favorite colonizer is Pedro Almodovar.
Yes.
Love him.
He's great. But Spaniards are just mayonnaise people with a little paprika in them. That's all it is, right?
When I tell you, the first time I realized that is true, it was years ago, probably at college, like when I was living in New York or something after college, and I truly that first time that I found out like people from are just white.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
Okay. No, for real, because like in the 90s, like everybody was like, oh, thank God for Latinx culture. We have Antonio Banderas. And it's like, he's still white, y'all. Like, he's from Spain.
Right. Penelope Cruz is not Hispanic.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, she's Hispanic, but not Latinx.
Right. She's not Latinx.
But if we're hopping into the white gaze, we can't deny that, you know, like more like European whites, like from the UK and from America, kind of look at whites from Spain as like still POC or still lesser than.
Right.
But only in the white man's eyes. I mean, when they are in Spain, they are the white man. So it's important to make that distinguish, because a lot of people were trying to Rachel Dolezal Ilaria. And I was like, it's not the same thing. Rachel hopped up in Negro spaces and said, get out of here, niggers.
I mean,
took their jobs.
That's why this is funny. That's why this is funny.
Because
she's just impersonating a white woman,
right?
And it's not like she is stealing jobs from Latinx people. Like they don't want to marry Alec Baldwin.
That is a job.
They don't
want
to run a yoga wellness center.
That's just white as hell.
I'm assuming just sells like powders. That's what wellness is, right? Just sells a variety of powders.
That's wellness, pretty much. So, Eladia first visited Spain with her parents when she was a baby. She said she went at least yearly thereafter. She declined to explain in detail how frequently they traveled, right? So, here's a video of Eladia saying that she is from España. So, this is a podcast that she did.
A dresser and one chair.
So, you moved here with your parents?
No. I moved here when I was 19 to go to NYU.
Ah.
And
she went to NYU.
My family lives in Spain. They live in Mallorca. Mm.
Okay.
So yeah, that would make sense. You wouldn't know the pop culture.
So we can stop there.
That is my fave.
Why she's saying that she doesn't know any pop culture is because before the clip that we have, because we have so much to get through, she said that when she met Alec Baldwin, she did not know who he was.
Oh, get out. Come on.
She said, I did not have a television in España. I did not watch the SN, the L, the SNL. I've never seen it.
But people in Spain know who Alec Baldwin is. It's
no, they
not
don't.
Like he's not.
Okay.
No, they do not.
They have television. It's a
He's starting a telenovela.
You can't tell me she didn't
start a telenovela for 8 years in Madrid.
You can't tell me she didn't see fucking Beetlejuice and was like, that shit is international, okay? That has international appeal and
she
reach.
She never has seen con sus ojos. She never has seen with her eyes.
Lacey, though, my favorite, that is actually one of my favorite things that came out about Ilaria.
Really?
That interview, that interview you just played, they ask her where she's from. And she says, my parents live in
Mallorca.
Yeah, Mallorca. So she completely sidesteps the question of where are you from?
Right.
And she says, my parents currently live in Spain.
Did she lie?
She didn't
though?
Lie.
Half-truth. It's a half-truth.
Did she motherfucking lie?
She didn't lie. Lies detected. No. Lies where? Huh? Straight up, stiff where? Lies where? That's for the young girls on the TikTok. Yeah, no, so you're absolutely right. She was kind of telling these half-truths. Also, her family's not from Spain. They recently moved to Mallorca. So she's acting like they've lived there and like they're from there. Mm. And I love that. I love
this. So it's a family business of like cultural co-opting, yes?
Yeah.
Well, her family hasn't made any, they haven't lied and said that they were Hispanic. I guess they probably had to some degree be like, yeah, this is what we about. Because Alec obviously comes home. My parents would have did that. If I came home with a rich ass man and I was just, you know what I mean? If we was all going to come up, my parents would have been like, okay, our favorite flower is Poinsettia. we would have did it. So on the Ellen show, Hilaria or Ilaria revealed that Alec waited 6 weeks before they kissed. Do you guys know that he shook my hand for 6 weeks and we didn't kiss that long after we met?
Yeah, because she was 26, I think. She was 26 years old, and he was like 50?
I don't know. I think that's his wine.
That's a straight up lie.
No, you guys are whores. You guys are
shaking hands. Okay.
You guys are whores. I never have sex and I never kiss.
Listen, not even a kiss on the cheek. Listen, if she's being honest to Spanish customs, you gotta kiss on the cheek, both cheeks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not even that.
No, bésame nada, okay?
But the song is bésame mucho.
Like, this guy doesn't like me then. I guess I'm friends with Alec.
Can you imagine going on dates with him?
Yeah.
You're in like
now?
Skimpy ass dresses.
I'm going on a date and then he shakes my hand.
Shakes your hand.
If it's 6 weeks, how do you know if you're dating?
How do you
and
know?
It's just like handshakes and no making out. That's.
But what if the handshake escalates?
That's crazy.
What if it escalates from like a handshake to like you stick one finger inside the palms of your handshake and like
that's
move it
still
back?
Still a handshake, Lacey.
You know, like
you
that?
Want 6 weeks of that?
Actually,
you want six weeks of that.
Actually, good for her, because at the end of 6 weeks, she got a kiss. I have been in many relationships that I thought I was in. I didn't get the kiss at the end of the 6 weeks, so we really were just friends.
But also,
she is an inspiration leader.
But this is another example of why I think Ilaria was part of, like, scamming, trying to get Alec to marry her, because she's like, I'm not giving up my goods just yet.
And
we're
like,
gonna stick with a handshake and then you gotta tie me down.
And he's thinking about her in this kind of like weird fetishizing way of like, she's Hispanic and Spanish.
He seems the type.
Wasn't he obsessed with Selma Hayek?
He was like, I'm gonna lick her coochie. It's gonna taste like rembanditos.
Yes. If what I wanna know is...
I'm gonna get her tapas.
I'm gonna get
did
canceled.
She have,
just small bites.
Did she have a bunch of men on deck and then pull the trigger on Alec?
Had to have.
Ooh.
A girl like that has a lot of
Who else was in on the like Spanish scam? Like, was she scamming McConaughey?
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
She's like from somewhere else with McConaughey. She's from Australia.
She just went online and she's like, Oscar nominees.
As a 26-year-old at the time, hanging out in a restaurant where Alec Baldwin would also frequent means that she was one of those like skinny, hot restaurant girls who went everywhere and got everything paid for. And I know because I'm not thin and I don't need to be thin. I like my size, but I was hot. I'm hot. And so when I was younger, in my early 20s, I would be bipping and bopping in the most expensive restaurants. I'd be at all the steakhouses, girl. I'd be in there with the air fleece, with the senators, with everybody. And we just be in there like, thank you so much for this surf and turf, Mr. Man. I don't know your name.
Like, you're not thin.
You know how they're like skinny pop. They're like the girls that look. I look like I'm eating a sandwich. They're the girls who, you know,
they're like eating a half a side salad and like I'm so full.
Or like they order all this food and it's all still left on the table when they go out to the club. Yeah,
that's rude. That's so disrespectful.
That's also wild because like a young girl like that. Just speaking in a fake accent in a restaurant, I would just assume that she was an NYU student.
You know she didn't go to NYU.
She did. Did she go to NYU?
No, she went to NYU. Didn't she come to New York to go to NYU?
But she didn't go there. She went to... No, she didn't even go to NYU. She went to Cambridge. She went to like some Boston school. She went to this Boston school. Somebody grab this for me.
You can't claim you're from NYU and not go there. That shit is...
So we have a clip of her talking about her engagement. Also, she was never married before, FYI, for you guys who are waiting for that fact. And now we have a clip of her talking briefly about her engagement. So in 2012, she's going to get married. So this is Extra. She's on Extra right now. She's talking about her engagement to Alec Baldwin. Go ahead.
Planned out or did you, how did it, I mean, did it pop, like, how did it happen?
No, he took me out to Montauk. He said that was as close as he could get to Spain, to my family, and to Rome, because he really liked Rome as well. And he got down on his knee. And then I don't remember the rest because I started crying. But yeah, he is very romantic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Look at your face. You're turning so cute.
I'm turning all red now.
All right, that's good. Cut. So he took her to Montauk, which they call the... I'm sure he took her to the edge of the world, which there's like this lighthouse in Montauk, right, which they call like the end of the world or whatever. He took her there and said, this is the closest we can get to Spain. You Alec Baldwin, bitch. Can't we fly to Spain?
Fly to Spain. Get on a plane, bitch.
I guess she was at NYU and then... I guess she was at BU and then transferred to NYU.
Okay.
Okay, Ira doing some research. Because
her story, Oh, yeah, we got it popped up over here in the corner, too. Her story was that she flew from España straight to NYU.
Straight to NYU.
Yeah, but she took a stop
at BU. BU first.
Yeah, there was a layover at BU.
There was a small layover of, you know, a couple years at BU. I also want somebody to propose to me at the lighthouse at the end of the world and be like, this is the closest we could get to Africa.
I get it though, because you know, being spicy, being, you know, Latina in at BU is probably not good for you.
Yeah, nobody cares. You gotta get to New York City, baby. So even though in New York City there's so many Latinos, there's so many Hispanic people, like
right. But if they think you're Hispanic at BU, like, I don't know, would you get killed or something?
What? They do racist.
It's in Boston. I just think they kill everybody.
Hey, Boston.
Nah, she kept that to herself. She didn't pull up that fantasy just yet. You know what I mean?
So in 2012, the two got married, and Hilaria incorporated several Spanish elements into her 175-guest wedding. A small wedding.
Wow.
She later said that, I like that I brought in a bit of my culture. During their vows, Hilaria is seen waving a flamenco hand fan. I don't know why. There it is.
So wild.
You know.
So truly wild.
Because España. I hope she at least got on Pinterest and was like, España weddings or something. Because was she about to do the can-can? What's happening? That's not Spanish anywhere.
That's so weird. That's more Moulin Rouge than it is.
Right.
Spain. Yes.
She said, whatever I can find. So, you know, Google wasn't that good back then. They didn't add several O's to Google since 2012. So she only probably had like six O's when she Googled. So they exchanged wedding bands that had Somos un buen equipo, which means we are a good team, inscribed on their wedding bands. So to this day, probably Alec Baldwin can pull off his wedding band and see the Spanish.
Be reminded of how much of a fool he was.
So Introducing Mrs. Baldwin. This one's going to be a little longer, guys, but we're going to get through it. We're almost there. So for weeks now, the internet has been sharing evidence of Hilaria speaking in Spanish accents in some videos and standard American English in others. How you say? Play that video. This is my favorite video. So this is Hilaria on a cooking
video?
Show.
Yeah.
She's on today. She's on today, and she's doing a cooking segment, you know, as the wife of Mrs. Baldwin, Señorita Baldwin. So she's on here doing a cooking segment, guys, and we just want you to listen to it.
A few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, how do you say anything? Cucumber.
Cucumbers.
We have red pepper. We have, of course...
Stop. How you say in English?
How you say in English?
Cucumber. Cucumber. Okay. How dare she?
It's so rude. It's like that is so rude. To not even say it in Spanish. Oh, how do you say? ¿Cómo se dice pepino? It's like you said it in English.
She said, "How yeah.
the
you
jig
say?
Is up. The jig
how
is
you
up.
Say cucumber?
Yeah. How you say cucumber? Come on now! Come on now!
It was beautiful.
She started, you know what? That was the point. She started believing her own lies.
She did.
That was it.
She said, I'm a flex on these hoes on the Today Show. Okay. Oh, you just Listen. Know when she's having sex with Alex. She's probably like, ay, papi. Oh,
ay, ¿cómo se dice? Ay, I'm coming.
How do you say I'm coming?
She got in too deep.
Yeah.
She got in too
deep. Got in too deep. And then he got in too deep.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. Okay, I used to date a Puerto Rican man and he got some iPoppies out of me, okay? I had a good time. And by that, Mom, I mean we were praying. Okay, Mom, if you're listening to this. By Papi, I mean Daddy Jesus. Okay? So, let's get into her life as the married woman. Obviously, the cucumber video. So, Hilaria has many talents. One is being Spanish, and another is being pregnant. She has had 5 children. Yes. And so,
very fertile.
Shout out to... Look at these. And she loves to post Jesus. Photos on Instagram of her pregnant. Shout out
Same.
To...
Same.
Same.
Constantly on Instagram.
Oh, I have a friend.
Posting pictures of myself in underwear.
Who posted a video as Hilaria Baldwin. And at the end, she was like, you know, this whole thing is a misunderstanding. She was like, you know, I am, ¿cómo se dice? I am embarazada. And they were like, no, that means pregnant. And she was like, well, I am that too. Because she's pregnant so much. So her kids' names are Carmen, Rafael Tomás, Leonardo Angel, Romeo Alejandro, Eduardo Paul Lucas. Those are the names.
They sound
of
like the Ninja Turtles.
White
they do.
That is, children.
That is the whole cast of Passions.
Yes, Ira, yes! Oh my God.
Can you imagine committing to a bit so hard that your children... Imagine if she did this and she was pretending to be Nigerian and she was naming her kids like Timmy Olawofemi and they're like white as snow. Like you have to go your whole life and people are like, why are you white? Like Mean Girls is your whole life. Why are you white?
I truly respect the bit. I respect the commitment. Like, it's so stupid. It's
but
such
you know
a
what?
Stupid
she got
thing.
Her kids involved now. She got her kids
That's
involved.
Too much. Her kids are like the kids in the Americans, like, thinking that they're just, like, normal American kids, except that they think that they're Spanish.
Yeah.
She said that she sends them to a bilingual school where they have Spanish in school, and she speaks to them in Spanish at home. After the pandemic, she said that she and Mr. Baldwin, I don't know why she said Mr. Baldwin, she said Señor Baldwin, you know, mi esposo. Plan to spend more time with their children in Mallorca. That's from the New York Times.
Damn.
So whoever the New York Times fact checker is, baby girl.
Lying to the New York Times? What, does she work for
that's
Trump?
That's just sinful. That's sin. What?
Nowadays, when you go to the New York Times, they're like, okay, so we're going to need you to do an ancestrytree.com before we'll do the interview.
Yeah. We're going to take a little saliva sample. Yeah. We're going to do 23andMe.
Yeah. Just making sure. Mine will come back as Thomas Jefferson, so then I'll be white.
You know, if I scammed... My kid's scamming too. I don't give a fuck.
That's the point of having a kid.
I love
kid,
that.
Right?
Her kid's got it honest.
I'm like, I'm in this. You in this.
Come here, Raphael. Beta de Raquel. So here's some more brain farts. So she was pregnant and working out in heels, and she wasn't using her accent. And we'll see a small clip of this.
Oh, shit.
Leg out and then close it, and then open it out and close it. When you open it out,
is she
the activation
out?
Outer glutes. When you
in
close it,
this is crazy.
The heels are one thing, but she is wearing wool.
Out and in. I know you're gonna ask. The heels are not necessary. It's going out with my husband right now, so don't make a big deal about it.
Okay, so she's wearing a wool sweater. High-inch heels. And if you guys are familiar with, like, the Pagal Louboutin... Oh, my God. Why did I just say that? That's a ridiculous thing to say. But it's like... It's like a pointy high-heeled shoe that's, like, a pointy heel. But, like, it's, like, an uncomfortable shoe to even stand in. And she's doing leg lifts in it. with no accent. Where'd the accent go, girl?
It flipped. She literally flipped. Yeah. Like a light switch.
A lot of people said...
And blew us a kiss.
The pain of the pain of the heels and the wool. She could do all that at once. Okay,
that was a lot. You're right. She was fully pregnant. Also, she's like 9 months pregnant, wearing a high painful heel in a wool sweater. She can't also keep a Spanish accent at that time.
All of the Spanish is just being absorbed through the placenta into the baby. Right.
Exactly. A quote from her former dance partner was, because she used to dance a lot. She says the whole Eladia thing is hilarious to me. He says, like, obviously knowing that she wasn't Hispanic, he says, when they danced the rumba and the cha-cha and events at the New York Dance Festival, he knew her as Hillary Hayward Thomas. So even when she was doing the cha-cha and, you know, the rumba, she wasn't pretending to be Eladia. And here's a picture of her doing the cha-cha and the rumba. And look at how tan she is. But you know, all the dancers tan real.
They're
all
tan. For ballroom dancing, this is just normal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's dark-skinned there. Viola Davis, is that God. You?
My clients.
Oh, she's so dark-skinned. She's darker than me, child.
Oh, Mario Lopez.
Oh, Mario Lopez. Is Mario Lopez Hispanic? I don't know now. I don't know.
She drained all of his Latinx energy. She's like a succubus for the Latinx people.
Here's looking at you, Mario. I don't know. The trouble began for Ms. Baldwin on December 21st this past year. That is when a woman who uses the Twitter handle Lynn Briscoe tweeted, "You have to admire Eladia Baldwin's commitment to her decade-long grift where she impersonates a Spanish person." Just so you guys know, she also, like, was on Aloha Magazine twice with her family of, you know, her Latino family with Alec Baldwin. Which I found very funny. She was also, what is the Latinx? I think it's like called Latina or, yeah, Latina Magazine.
Yeah, Latina Magazine.
Latina Magazine. Mm-hmm. She was best dressed on Latina Magazine like 3 years in a row. And she would always be like,
Latina
Thank
Magazine
you.
Should know better.
Well, Justin Timberlake has BET Awards.
Yeah, but Justin Timberlake is more Latina than Hilaria.
Justine. So here we have a video of Eladia speaking Spanish. And I actually thought that her Spanish wasn't too bad. She sounds kind of like a Spaniard, but she's really putting the stank on it in a way that I was like, baby girl. So
she's pushing?
Yeah, she's pushing.
Baldwin nos dijo cómo le ha sentado este cuarto embarazo.
Mareada. Sí, pero estoy bien. Sí, cansada, mareada, pero estoy bien. No, casi tengo 3 meses, entonces estoy en esta época, pero bien. Y súper feliz.
Y súper feliz. When I tell
she
you...
She stuck out her tongue, though. That shit was
tongue.
Pageantry.
Yeah. She's giving you...
Spanish people don't stick out their tongue when they do the S.
Yeah.
That's not...
This half of her looking like the mask. She was like, "It's smoking." Her son is all the way out.
Freddy Krueger through the phone tongue. Okay, Just like,
That shit was a Budweiser commercial. What's that?
And also doing that thing that, like, that white woman thing when she's doing an accent of, like, the shaking her head with, like, all the accents, too. It's like... Hola, ¿cómo está?
Yo, gotta move your whole body to do the voice.
I know what
it was. It looked like God. When you're watching it, it was like, yes, her Spanish, like she knows it. She studied it, I guess. But
she,
like,
speaks it.
Just she speaks it. But didn't it feel to anybody else like the person interviewing her must have been like, why? It seemed like she was thinking as she was speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, like it's not natural.
I want to say the opposite. I think that she has some rehearsed phrases specifically around her children, because obviously this was like in Marisada, she's talking about being pregnant and how far along she is and how much she loves her kids. And I think she had a little, because look, I partially speak Spanish. I'm like, I can get away around. If I got dropped off in any Spanish speaking country, I'd be fine. But
we've heard, but there, today.
but you know, but I'm not fluent though. It's super broken, but there are certain phrases I can get out very easily. Like if people ask me, like, how do you speak Spanish? And I'm like, los mujeres que cuidan de mí cuando están chiquitos solo hablan español. Enséñame. Es porque yo hablo español. And like those, that kind of stuff I can get out very quickly and it sounds good. But then if you ask me anything else, I'm like, okay, más largo. Okay. Like it's going to be.
You pull out a book.
Like, I pull out Duolingo, the owl that gaslights you. It's like, bitch, why you ain't doing your Duolingo today? You don't want to be bilingual no more? You want to be trash? All right. Xenophobe.
Now, my question to y'all is this. Do you think she had a Spanish coach teaching her and working with her on the DL, teaching her Spanish?
I would buy.
Yeah.
Every
those
good...
Argentinians.
Yeah. Every good soap opera villainess has a male lackey. Who sort of does work for them. Yes. So he's probably full from Spain.
And you know he's gay. He's got to be gay.
Oh, yes.
This is elementary school Oscar, but like he stayed on the dark path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
gay
right.
Or like almost celibate and like in love with her and she never notices.
I believe that. And you know, Alex got to go away to shoot stuff. He's got to go away to do movies and production. So she probably had plenty of time to really get the Spanish popping in, you know, caliente by the time that he returned. But I just want to say that video of her working that tongue, I'm like, I know her tongue was tired as fuck. When she got home, she was like, put that bitch in some Polydent, because god damn, she was beating the fuck up out of that tongue. Woo!
She couldn't even use it on Alex.
She's like, not tonight.
Not tonight. I had a press thing tonight. I can't tonight.
No wonder it took them 6 weeks to kiss. She was tired. The mouth was exhausted.
How you get mouth cramps? She went to the doctor and they were like, you need to stay off of it. You need to stay off of your mouth.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
Suck on some ice and stay off your mouth, okay? Because you're doing too much. So she said that she doesn't think that she would refer an online post to her traveling to Spain as going home, which she says that she doesn't think is misleading. And obviously, we've seen a lot of videos of her accent gone wrong or gone away. I want to say that I don't think Eladia Baldwin's accent has gone away. I think it's just on like maybe a vacation. I think it's in the Bahamas with Tupac. I think it's going to come back. And so I'm excited for when she takes it back up again.
I'm waiting for what accent is going to drop next. Like, she's been revealed as not Spanish. Where's she going to go next? Suddenly she's German. I don't know.
Right.
Like,
will she inspire? Will she inspire other young white women, too, to be Spanish?
But absolutely. Honestly, this is a tale as old as time. This is the study abroad complex that we see all the time. A white girl studies abroad and all of a sudden she is that culture. You know, she comes back and her voice is a little different. Her vibe is a little different. The country, quote unquote, changed her along with her personality and her voice. So Hilaria is just, you know, she's took a lot of semesters abroad. You know what I mean? And she's just keeping that culture real close to her.
I get it, because being a white girl is boring. Like, it's boring
being
a WASPy white girl. It's so boring. And, like, so much of being a WASP is, like, repressing all of your emotions. Ooh. You're not really allowed to like things. Ooh. You just have, like, if you like something, you're like, yeah, it's good. Like, that's as much emotion as you're allowed to show in those circles. So actually,
you go to a Beyonce Crimson concert and you're like, well, this is all right.
Yeah, I like it. And then you're slightly bopping and people are like,
that'll
calm
do, Beyonce.
Down. Calm
that'll
down.
Do.
Too much.
That'll
you're
do,
embarrassing
Beyonce.
Your family.
You're embarrassing your family. That'll do, Beyonce. That'll kill Beyonce.
We're going to have a babe moment.
Let's hear. So Alec Baldwin came out to defend his esposa against the rumors and allegations. And we're just going to hear a very short clip because he does this 8-minute video where he rambles the entire time about cancel culture, not specific to her, very much specific to him because he's obviously a narcissist. He's talking about how much he hates TMZ, all this other stuff. It's just
he talks
like,
about Jeffrey Epstein, right?
He talks about Epstein and he was like, I wasn't on the Lolita logs and I wasn't. It was like very much like okay. Old man shakes fist at cloud. But at
why at the, do you have to say that you weren't on the logs?
That's I know. He does just such a red too flag. Much, you know?
You know? He said, I didn't take the plane. I took the bus.
I just want everybody to know now, I was not on the Jeffrey Epstein planes. I didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know that man.
So. Like, yeah, it's a lot. But this is who 17 seconds at the end of the video where he's alluding to Hilaria Baldwin. We're going to play that.
When you love somebody, you want to defend them. Consider the source.
I love that this feels like he's in like a Mission Impossible movie and he's about to like explode into nothingness.
Why is he whispering? Is she upstairs or something?
Yeah. Because they definitely creepy. Have stairs in their apartment in New York. And also she's definitely like right next door listening to him.
That was so Kevin Spacey, though. That was like that was just like those videos that he releases every holiday where it's like I'm just doing my southern accent.
Right.
Also, like, I'm gonna kill another person this week. Who has accused me of misconduct.
He's like, honestly, yeah, y'all canceled me, but I'm like, still acting.
Yeah. Nobody's watching those videos, right? He could be admitting to murders, Kevin Spacey, in those videos. Every time one comes out, I'm like, them. I'm not going to watch that. You watch
People
them?
Are watching him.
They're creepy, but they're funny.
People are watching them.
He's crazed.
He is, because it just takes a lot of audacity to get on camera and be like, people want to see this. Like, what?
Make it a whole web series.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kevin. And I love that it is around the holidays. Yeah, ruin every Christmas.
Yeah, what the hell?
But back to Alec Baldwin defending Surena. I would. I just loved his. He could be talking about anything. Though,
anything.
Right?
Anything.
Like, anything. Consider the source.
And I will say he did reiterate that phrase during the earlier parts of the video. He's like, TMZ, not a good source. Consider that source. Like, so he says it a lot. So then I think he thinks at the end, he's like driving it home.
Right.
Consider the source.
But Alec, the source is Hilaria Baldwin.
The source is Hilaria Baldwin.
The source are facts, bro. Like, yes. They're true. These are facts. People have done the research and she got caught.
And videos.
No.
And he got caught. Because, like, even the accent that he's doing to make fun of her is not the fake accent that she has.
No.
Like, the accent that he is doing is so much more ridiculously Spanish than the, like, little kind of flavor of it that she has that it's like, what?
He was giving you, like, Sofia Vergara.
Right. I think that's who he thought he married.
Yes. That's what he thought he married. It's like, that's the accent he's, like, trying to give, and she's giving more, like, not that.
Alec just...
It's too much white woman every time she does the accent. It's always, like, a light little accent, and then it's just, like, cucumber.
How do you say it?
How do you say?
Cucumber. Cucumber. It's like, how do you say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cucumber.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the end of the show. Wow. What a ride. What a rodeo.
Robbery and fraud.
All right, guys. Oh, we need to decompress. I need a siesta. After that, we're here for Scammer of the Week. And this is the end of the show. It's so sad because this is where I'm going to have to let Oscar and Aira and Siobhan go. No. But before we go, antes, there we go. If you speak Spanish, I know I'm getting on your nerves today. Scammer of the Week. So Scammer of the Week is very like, we're just talking about an artist who says that a man posed as a building owner hired him for a mural, then disappeared. So an Illinois artist, Joshua Hawkins, he's just a regular white man, said that a man named Nate hired him last month to paint a mural on his building and offered Hawkins more than he was asking to do for it. So this man was like, hey, will you commission this art? I'll pay you for it. And he's like, maybe like $1,700. He's like, okay, $3,000. He's like,
That's wild. Whoa.
When do people ever offer more?
Yeah.
Not under any circumstances ever.
Right. Also, if anybody ever offers you more, it's drugs and whatever they're trying to get you to do. They don't want you to know
There's drugs in that paint.
You gotta look at paint like in Willy Wonka.
Right, everyone's looking the paint. So Hawkins said that he met the man twice. First, when the man dropped off the paint, and then second, when he dropped off the other half of the payment. So he said at the time he didn't think anything about the situation, like, was off, right? So he did the mural. He got a crew. It took 3 days to paint. Then, like, some of the things started to click, and I realized, well, the guy met me at the building, but he didn't really stay too long. He was kind of rushed and took off really quick. I never went inside of the building, and he met me outside to drop off the paint and money, said Hawkins. So...
Suspicious a bit.
Was like, I started to realize things were suspicious when we met in an alleyway at 3 a.m. And he kept looking.
He came in with a trench coat and a big old hat.
He looked from side to side constantly. I thought he had a neck condition. Yeah.
He kept saying, tell no one.
So, when it was done, he called the man who hired him and hasn't gotten a call back. Last week, to his surprise, Hawkins got a call from the building's actual owner, also named Nate. He said, I thought it was a prank at first, so he calls and asks, like, do you know this guy, and what the hell did you just paint on my building? And I kind of chuckled, and I was like, I was hired to paint it. So, come to find out, this guy had him paint a Russian phrase that was peace, land, and cookies, roughly translated into English, on a mural. And he did on a building that he didn't own. So how does Donald Trump factor into this?
Okay, but Joshua Hawkins got paid.
He did. Yes. So this is an ethical scammer.
So it can't be Trump because Trump doesn't pay his contract.
Yeah.
But it's Russia, though. Like, why you winning? What is this peace and cookies?
Peace,
like,
loving,
like,
cookies?
It was a Cookie Monster thing, right? I think it was like Cookie Monster with the phrase peace, land, and cookies.
I don't know. That feels like some kind of code, like for the operatives to come. So this is what
it is. I mean, that's a cool fucking mural.
Oh, weird.
I think that's dope.
I don't know, y'all.
With an actual Cookie Monster?
Yeah.
That's copyright material right there.
This feels like terrorism. Somebody called Jim. This looking like terrorism to me. Like, this where all the spies get activated and they meet up and...
You know what it is? It's a clue.
Anyway. It's a bit. It's somebody doing a bit. Somebody's window faces this building and they were like, I'm gonna get this mural painted for my friend as a bit.
I don't believe that. Y'all haven't been on Wayfair lately, okay? Let me put y'all on my QAnon theories. Oh, gosh, guys. Well, this has been a fantastic episode. Oh, man. I'm so excited to release it. Let's just do a little roundtable here. We can start with you, Siobhan. Where do you want to be found?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at VonnieTom or Instagram. If any of your audience cares about Dungeons and Dragons, I feel like that's a wide Venn diagram. You can watch Dimension 20 on YouTube. It's fun. I don't know. It's a bad time. We're all doing what we can.
I love that you're a woman in Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Because I was reading, I went down a wormhole about like the misogyny in Dungeons and Dragons. So.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck that shit. No, it's a very It's the world is changing.
Oh,
we're taking it back. It's UCB circa 2018. We're taking back the space.
Even the imaginary world. Do you hear that? You hear that? You MAGA racist. They're taking everything. No, no, no. We're taking Dungeons and Dragons.
You don't get to be racist in a fantasy world either. Keep it to yourself.
The dragon got a do-rag now, y'all. What's good?
Dungeons and Dragonettes.
Yes.
The girls are down there as well. All right. Ira, where would you want to be found?
Nowhere. I have a lot of outstanding bills. I'm I actually just launched a newsletter. And you know, so find me at iramadison.substack.com.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that would be
forget
very
the tempting. Other socials. Forget the other socials.
No, I love your other socials. Ira's so good.
Well,
I'm back on Twitter.
I'm back on Twitter, but I lost the at Ira because of my foolishness. So I have a new account. It's Ira the Third, two E's, like Megan.
Yes, you were an early mover. If you got Ira, wow. Maybe one day we can wrestle it back from Jack's hands.
Please. Can we bling ring Jack and get my app back?
We can bling ring Jack and not do anything else. That sounds like a great day.
It does.
I want to rob.
I want to steal. I do too.
Some light robbery.
And
quarantine is so boring.
Right? Come on now. Everybody's in their
just
home.
Let me rob a little bit.
Like there's no subsidies for robbers. You know, everyone's in their home. Like what? How?
You don't
what's
get
the
unemployment
stimmy?
As a robber?
Robbers need a stimmy.
Although it would have been a great time during quarantine to bling ring the Kardashians when they was on that island.
Ooh. Yes. Missed opportunity. You're right.
Yes. Stay woke.
Damn.
Stay woke. All right. And last but not least, though, Oscar, where would you like to be found?
Me pueden encontrar en Twitter y Instagram. On Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. I'm also, you can find all of my podcasts that I do there. So I think that's the easiest way to find me and reach me.
All right. And as always, guys, I'm going to be British at the end, just to really like, switch it up. Always, guys, Lacey Mosley. You can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. And if you want to find the show, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure that the scam is retired so we don't fuck up your bag. That is scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Congregación. ¿Cómo dice stay? ¿Cómo se dice?
Quédate.
Congregación. Quédate scheming. Camp Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargvo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas, wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy.